40 million people in Mexico do not have access to the internet. Our company, Altan Redes, is building a network that will connect them to the world. Chubb wrote insurance policies that gave the Mexican government, our investors, and partners the confidence they needed to make this happen. They also cover our construction risk, damage to the network, and environmental exposure. For a project this complex, Chubb was the one.
Learn more at chubb.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, tech headlines you need to know about, but what else would we possibly talk about other than the iPhone X? On sale Friday, the iPhone X is a huge change. There's no home button, no more fingerprint sensor. But the bell of the ball, of course, is the facial recognition technology. Your best bet is to check out WSJ.com/tech for personal tech columnist Joanna Stern's reviews. You will not be disappointed. But let's talk about what to expect. Joining us now, one of the editors at the WSJ Tech Bureau, Brian Fitzgerald. How was that for an intro, Brian?
That works.
Okay. We just talked about how I always have trouble with this. Anyway, big day. iPhone 10. It is Friday. It has happened. Our colleague Trip Mickle is still online or something, I hear. It's the usual craziness, right?
Right.
Everyone is talking about the facial recognition tech.
Sure.
Now, that is the buzz factor. It seems like that's going to be what people see their friends using. People
right.
that got whoever, whatever friend got the phone this
right.
Friday. Whoever sees that, that's going to cause some domino effect. Everyone's going to want to get in on that. That's the buzz. What do you think?
You know, I think that's a smart take on this technology, right? Like, it's very easy to talk about it from the cyber point of view, from the privacy point of view, from the technological point of view.
Right.
There's a bit of a marketing point of view to it also. And
right.
when you see a bunch of people pull out their phone and stare at it intently and then start to swipe, you know, it's just hard not to notice that. And that will give a little bit of a marketing buzz push for Apple, certainly.
And let's talk about the tech. Our colleague Joanna Stern has a great video. She tested out the tech
yeah.
in a way that she stopped at nothing to try
yeah.
to defeat
yeah.
it.
You call it a great video. I called it one of the creepiest, worst videos we've ever done at the Wall Street Journal.
Really?
I never want to see another human being wear a mask of another human being in my life. If I wanted to watch horror movies, I would do that and not sleep.
But it just went to show that the tech is pretty good, huh?
It was solid, yeah. She said it worked pretty much as advertised. No technology is foolproof, you know, right? Like, there's always some glitches and hitches. But in this case, it worked as well as really it could have. It was fine. And, you know, there was an instance where she broke it, and she had to go to the lengths of bringing in identical triplets to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, if Apple could figure out a way to not have identical triplets not unlock a phone, that would be pretty sophisticated.
They probably can,
right?
You know. That's obviously what everyone's talking about, and there's a lot we want to get into. They really just try to pack more features into a very mm-hmm. tiny package. What would you say in terms of just what reviewers are saying, in terms of what, you know, the buzz is indicating, second place for best feature?
Oh, the screen.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no doubt. The screen itself it's large. And it is crisp as an OLED screen is going to be.
Mm.
And, you know, the thing to remember about Apple versus the competitors and when it comes to these features is an OLED screen and an edge-to-edge display, that's not a new technology. Apple
right.
didn't invent this. It's not even, you know, this is, I would feel comfortable saying old, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Apple device owners, they are somewhat religious about this. They don't just jump between the Android and iOS based on a cool new feature, right? People tend to stay with the device that they have.
Right.
Apple talks a lot about Android switchers, that people always go from Android over to Apple product. We know people who have iOS devices tend to stay with iOS devices. And
mm-hmm.
so the introduction of an edge-to-edge display and an OLED screen is going to be a big deal for the people in the iOS, in the Apple house. And so for them, that has to be the next biggest feature.
Right. So Apple, Thursday after the Bell reported earnings, beat expectations as the mm-hmm. iPhone 8 becomes a surprise bestseller. First
yeah.
of all, what?
Yeah, I know, right, yeah.
So, you know, that obviously did very well. What do you think that means for the 10?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, if you asked Tim Cook, he would, who's the chief executive of Apple, he'd even say, we're not sure,
mm-hmm.
right? And so that was a big theme on the conference call that Apple had with Wall Street's analysts, was we don't know, because there were a lot of firsts that happened with this release cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You had the first big screen, edge-to-edge display. It's the first time in the fall that Apple's released three devices. They didn't release two.
Yeah.
They released three. There was the 8 Plus, and then also the 10, which I keep calling the X because that's what I type. But it's the 10. They should have called it the X. So there's a lot of unknowns, and it's very hard to read because it's logical, right? Tanya, it's logical to say if the 8 and the 8 Plus do well, then those are people who aren't buying the 10.
Yeah.
Right? But what we don't know is the number of people who are sitting on iPhone 6s, like myself, or 7s who are waiting to upgrade, and that if a big number of people decide to upgrade finally, some are going to go 8, some are going to go 10, even if they were sitting on 6 waiting to see what came out, the stuff has come out and now they make their choice. And so there could be a big swell. So you could see it might be that just because the 8 does well, it's not a zero-sum game, that they both can do well. But we just don't know, right? And so it was surprising that the 8 did as well. The early signs are saying, we've had 8 days of sales as well as it has done. Because I think a lot of people expected it to do really poorly. Some of the early indicators was that it was doing poorly.
Yeah, it's been a strange rollout. It's been a strange year. If nothing else, though, this really does feel like the first new different phone in a while. What do you think? Is this going to be the smash hit that it needs that everyone kind of is just so hyped up about?
Well, it certainly seems that way. If you just take it by the thing that Wall Street cares about, which are earnings and a stock's price or its market value, the signs look good. If you're on the conference call with Tim Cook and their CFO talking about earnings and the outlook, the analysts tried very hard to get Tim Cook to say, like, which device are people buying? What's going on? And he repeatedly kept falling back to saying, like, look, this is new for us. We're still looking at the data. But the best read we can give you is the fact that we have raised our guidance for the current quarter or the next report we give is for record earnings.
Mm-hmm.
It's for record earnings. It's somewhere between, I think it was $84 billion to $87 billion in revenue was the guidance. And so, and that would be a record, and not by a little bit. It's far, far exceeding the prior record for the quarter. So, that was his way of saying, like, yeah, we think we're going to do pretty well here. If we didn't think we were going to do well, we wouldn't say, we think we're going to blow away our records for earnings and for revenue. So the signs look very good for Apple.
Yeah, there may be something to that. Brian Fitzgerald, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tanya.
Here's what else is happening in the world of tech. Twitter said it is conducting an internal investigation after an 11-minute outage of President Donald Trump's account Thursday night quickly became one of the messaging platform's buzziest topics. Twitter blamed the incident on an error made by a customer support employee on his or her last day of work. T-Mobile and Sprint are working to salvage a merger. The two companies are in talks and could reach a deal within weeks, according to a new report in the Journal. And Rick Fox embraces esports. The former Los Angeles Laker and esports team founder hopes his court experience and a partnership with the New York Yankees can make his team of pro gamers into all-stars. Esports continues to be all the rage, with combined estimated 2017 revenues of between $1 billion and $1.5 billion. It could also be headed to the Paris Olympics in 2024. For more on these and other stories, head to wsj.com/tech. This has been The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.